million na ABSA. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
High Court dismisses state appeal in given Lewin the proceeds of crime case. ZN nephew concerned about delayed FRA payments to farmers. In global news, 9 women shot dead during protests in Nigeria. Good afternoon. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. The Lusaka High Court has dismissed the state's appeal against former Justice Minister Given Lwinda, who was cleared of charges related to receiving over $280,000 suspected to be proceeds of crime 7 months ago. Lusaka Magistrate Stanford Ngombola had acquitted Mr. Lwinda on April 18, 2024, in a case he faced 4 counts of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. However, having not been satisfied, Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Perry in May this year filed a notice of appeal of Mr. Lwinda's acquittal, contending that the lower court erred in law when it found that the money received by the former Justice Minister in his dollar account was not proceeds of crime in light of the evidence on record. But interpreting a ruling this afternoon, a panel of 3 Economic and Financial Crime Judges High Court Division comprising Annie Onunjugu, Vincent Sloka and Inambao Lolombo found that the appeal before lacks merit and dismissed it. The Zambian National Farmers Union, ZNFU, has expressed concern over the delayed payments to farmers who supplied maize, the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, noting that the prolonged payments are negatively affecting farmer liquidity at a critical stage of the agricultural calendar. ZNFU President of Laconia Mahome has stressed that timely payments are critical for supporting production this season, safeguarding national food security and ensuring farmers maintain food good standing with financial institutions. In a statement, Mr. Mahombe adds that the reduced purchase of maize seed this year compared to the same period last year shows that many farmers are struggling to secure capital for the ongoing planting season. He has warned that this trend threatens the country's strategic goal of reaching 10 million metric tons of maize production by 2027, saying if farmers continue to face challenges in acquiring inputs due to delayed payments, the country risks undermining gains made through positive market reforms and productivity-enhancing policies. Mr. Mahombe has since urged government to expedite all outstanding payments owed to farmers who supplied maize to FRA. Lusaka Province Minister Shaw Muliata says there is need for mindset change towards cleanliness, stressing that the need for increased awareness on epidemics such as cholera across the country. Speaking when a team from the Zambia Wash Advocacy Network called on her at her office this morning, Ms. Muliata commended the network hygiene promotion campaign in George and Kanyama compounds, whose efforts contribute immensely to cholera prevention. Ms. Muliata assured the network of her office's full support, urging the network to collaborate with the Minister of Health as well as private sector players to enhance their efforts in raising awareness over prevention of cholera.
You'll find that after you clean a street like Lumumba or the other one, the following day, they bring the dirt. But we are working very hard together with local government, the people that are doing cleaning the streets and working hard. The only thing that is missing now is a mindset. So what do we need? We need people, your own groupings from my office, from the council to be there, constantly stationed there.
Meanwhile, WASH Advocacy Network Executive Director Bernard Mitty disclosed that a total budget of 234,500 kwacha needed for the successful awareness campaign in Lusaka. The network has so far received 50,000 kwacha from the Bank of Zambia.
We are doing hygiene promotion to prevent cholera in Lusaka province. We have started with the George compound. We have done a bit of the door-to-door campaign, making sure that each household is able to hand their hygiene to prevent cholera.
Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zinzovu has assured the nation that government and utility companies are working tirelessly to stabilize water supply in Lusaka following a major power interruption at the Yolanda Water Treatment Plant earlier this week. Mr. Ndovu has explained that the outage, which occurred on Monday, 8th December 2025, lasted nearly 4 hours, but restarting the plant and rebuilding reservoir levels extended the overall production loss to almost 8 hours, resulting in widespread water supply disruptions across the city. In a statement, the minister has acknowledged that this interruption has understandably affected many households and businesses, but assured that every effort is being made to restore normal supply as quickly as possible. He says to prevent further disruptions, ZESCO is scheduled to conduct maintenance works at the Yolanda plant today between 8 hours and 15 hours. Mr. Ndovu has further noted that due to reduced production, water supply has been prioritized for hospitals and other essential public facilities to ensure uninterrupted critical services. In global news, Nigerian army soldiers opened fire and killed 9 women protesting the army's handling of communal clashes in the northeastern Adamawa state, witnesses and Amnesty International has told Associated Press. The women were protesting on Monday along a major road in Adamawa local government when the soldiers shot at them after being blocked from passing. Witnesses said 10 others were injured in the shooting, but the Nigerian army has denied killing anyone and blamed the deaths on the local militia. It said open fire in the area. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
Rwanda has denied it's to blame for ceasefire violations in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Rwandan-backed M23 rebels are reported to have entered the city of Uvira near the border with Burundi. Local authorities say Congolese troops are still in control. 2 buildings have collapsed in the Moroccan city of Fez. State media said at least 19 people were killed and 16 others injured. The cause of the disaster is unclear. Rescue efforts are continuing. More than 500,000 people have now fled their homes in Thailand and Cambodia as cross-border fighting continues for a third day. Both sides are using heavy weapons. Cambodia says it's ready for international mediation. The Thai military says it's determined to destroy the threat to its border communities.
We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
Kansanshi Mining PLC says it is seizing the opportunity presented by the recent increase in copper prices projected to average $9,200 per metric ton for 2025 and 2026 to drive economic growth and broaden national participation in mineral wealth. Kansanshi Mining PLC Corporate Affairs Superintendent Ian Ellis said the company is intensifying efforts to leverage the favorable pricing environment by localizing its supply chain and contributing to the positive trend. Mr. Ellis has disclosed to Phoenix Business News that Kansanshi Mining plans to increase its 84% purchasing from the Zambian businesses in 2026, creating local jobs and retaining capital within the country. He stated that the company's efforts extend beyond corporate social responsibility, with the Kansanshi Foundation identifying local small and medium-sized enterprises for business training, access to financing and technical expertise to replace international supply.